predicting resolved galaxy properties from photometric images using convolutional neural networks, by Tobias Buck et al. Multiband images of galaxies reveal a huge amount of information about their morphology and structure. However, inferring properties of the underlying stellar populations such as age, metallicity or kinematics from those images is notoriously difficult. Traditionally, such information is best extracted from expensive spectroscopic observations. Here we present the painting, intrinsic, attributes, onto, SDSS, objects, Picasso, project and test the information content of photometric multiband images of galaxies. We train a convolutional neural network on 27,558 galaxy image pairs to establish a connection between broadband images and the underlying physical stellar and gaseous galaxy property maps. We test our machine learning, milliliter, algorithm with SDSS agrees mock images for which uncertainties in systematics are exactly known. We show that multiband galaxy images contain enough information to reconstruct 2D maps of stellar mass, metallicity, age and gas mass, metallicity as well as star formation rate. We recover the true stellar properties on a pixel-by-pixel basis with only little scatter, lessy meter 20% compared to a proxy meter at light year 50% statistical uncertainty from traditional mass-to-light ratio-based methods. We further test for any systematics of our algorithm with image resolution, training sample size or wavelength coverage. We find that galaxy morphology alone constrains stellar properties to better than a proxy meter at light year 20%, thus highlighting the benefits of including morphology into the parameter estimation. The machine learning approach can predict maps of high resolution, only limited by the resolution of the input bands, thus achieving higher resolution than IFU observations. The network architecture and all code is publicly available on GitHub. This was predicting resolved galaxy properties from photometric images using convolutional neural networks, by Tobias Buck et al.